have the TV watching us. Let's make a movie every time we touch. Don't act like you don't know what it was when we say we gon' have some Netflix and chill.
Yep, Netflix and chill.
Mm-hmm.
The Rogan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Do you know what Netflix and chill is, kids? You know what that means? You know that that's, you know.
So many options of movies to watch.
No. No.
It's one interpretation.
These kids today and they're Netflix and chilling.
Now, it's like a cheap date, isn't it? What, how
well, it used to be
it?
A cheap date. Now it's going to cost you $900,000 if you don't do
be,
it right.
Yeah. Free. Now you could be a federal criminal without knowing it.
Right. Now this is an interesting situation. An individual has been fined close to $1 million for sharing his Netflix password.
That's crazy. You must have shared it with hundreds of people. I don't understand.
Well, there's some details in there, but that's not what's important right
okay.
now.
All right.
The point
900,000 sounds crazy.
On the 5th of July, last week, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued an opinion which found in part that sharing passwords is a crime prosecutable under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, the CFAA. Did you even know there was such a thing?
I didn't. No, I did not.
The decision, according to the dissenting opinion, makes millions of people who share passwords for services like Netflix, HBO Go, and everything else unwitting federal criminals.
And there are a lot of them out there. You know who you are.
David Nozal, or is it Nozal, an employee at an executive search firm, left the firm in 2004 after being denied a promotion. Though he stayed on for a year as a contractor, he's simultaneously preparing to launch a competing search firm, a job search firm, along with several co-conspirators. What they did is, even though their computer access was revoked, they continued to access the database known as Searcher using login credentials from this guy's former assistant who was still at the firm. So he had gotten it legally for, this is the detail that you're looking for here. He'd gotten this basically the password that allowed you to access this proprietary database, which costs you money to be a part of, because a lot of money, more than Netflix. What's Netflix? Like $12 a month?
$9.99,
I think,
for the base package.
They charge me $12. I don't know why.
That guy. I don't charge him that low rate.
I get the Rokon package, which is always 2 to 3 times what everybody else pays. Why?
Just kidding. I don't know.
Oh. Good one.
I meant...
Anyway, the point is...
I thought maybe because if you're watching something extra...
No, I don't think they even charge you for that. I don't think Netflix even has that.
You don't think
that.
Or you don't know?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
I have that. That's why God invented the iPad. I don't need that for that. Anyway, the point.
That's going off subject.
Yeah, that's right. That's a separate issue. Anyway.
Personal viewing.
Yeah,
habits.
That's,
you probably
give,
shouldn't
give that
talk
on the
about.
Internet for free. Let's not talk about that. Anyway, the point here is this.
It's uncomfortable.
That got awkward fast.
Yes, it did.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, the point is that this guy ended up getting fined $900,000 for this, for taking part in a conspiracy to share a password for a pay service. Now, even though it's not an entertainment pay service, it now applies to all of entertainment. Hmm. See how this works?
Yeah.
So if you have a company that you require, let's say you have a, you know, you got passwords and that's just how it goes. That's how you get on. And you share it with people just to go, hey, just go ahead and use my password. I'm paying for it, but that's right. And then you like trade passwords. You give me your HBO one. I'll give you my Netflix one. You know.
I've heard that happens quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, like, but I don't want to get, because like iTunes, like Apple TV, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because it's a limited number of
screens. But HBO Go does that too, because we have quite a few screens. And I, when everyone's watching Game of Thrones on their separate screens, it maxes you out too.
Somehow these people are doing it. I thought Netflix had that too, but they said Netflix it doesn't have it. Netflix just keep going. You cannot have my password. You cannot have my
you
password.
Federal criminal, you.
Right. Exactly. Because I know now, if I gave it to Violetta, God knows what would happen.
Oh, yeah.
All of Serbia would eventually have my password.
Be some freaky stuff on your viewing history. And, not like there already might not be.
Well, that's the thing, is that these all base themselves on an algorithm that is trying to figure out what you like, right? Because mm-hmm. it's data mining you. So it's figuring out what
that's
you like
so reasonable.
To be to so you could see stuff and it will make suggestions for you, which mm-hmm. also might explain a few things.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get a little scared by your own suggestions.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute. Yeah. How did you know? But yeah, they also make you, you know, they don't make you, but they you know, different members of the family can log in under different logins so that you can data mine you individually.
Right. But everybody used to log in under my Apple, my iTunes.
Yeah, you can still have the same code, but then once you get on, you have little boxes that say if you're child Gabriella, you click here. If
right, you're... but that's the honor system because you could still click on someone else's with no password.
Right, but just think the whole purpose of it is to understand who that profile is and data mining.
I was sharing my Apple TV for a couple of years, and not it was with someone in my household. People,
okay,
it was totally legal. But now it's really weird the suggestions that I get. Because, like, you know, to get, I'm like,
you learn a little bit more about your family members through their suggested viewing.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like all of a sudden now I get, you know, they're suggesting like, you know, Real Housewives of Uganda. And it's like, what do I do with this? I don't even know what to do with it.
Well, whenever the suggestions come up, I'm like, I'm not going to like that. And then I click it. I'm like, wow, this is great.
It's like they know
it knows
you.
Me. It knows me more than I know.
But if it's knowing you, if it's basing it on you, then that's true. That works, but anyway, that's not the point.
No,
people, now? I just want to. I want to know. Show of hands here.
Mm-hmm.
How many people in this room right now are guilty of this? Are guilty of either using or sharing a password for the purposes of evading payment of another system?
So, what happens if you say yes?
Then you're a federal criminal, so don't say anything.
I'm just, what are you, Mike Monaco?
This would be my advice. That would be my advice, not to admit it.
I just want to see hands. Just put your hands up so we can figure it out. So we got to one, two.
Fiola, put your hand up.
Stop.
She's already admitted
it was anonymous.
To it.
Well, okay.
Judy,
so,
have you done this? Have you shared anything?
No.
Remember when LimeWire was a thing?
Very convincing.
Very convincing, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I could use an HBO Go password if anybody wants to share that.
I'm not sharing.
Gotta catch
up. I would
Game
give you mine, but someone else gave it to me.
That's the worst, when you give out someone
so
else's
you've received,
password.
But not given.
And I haven't seen that person in years.
I don't want sloppy seconds on that password.
Just see like what happens.
Always,
it's
just like the first time, Kevin, when it comes to a password.
Oh, my God.
This is what happens when you steal people's passwords.
Right. And then if you, especially if you steal the Showtime one, because then you get to see all that stuff over and over and over again.
Well, who knows? Right. You'll see there.
Yeah. It's less exciting, though, because there's music. All right. So, I'm not sure that this is really going to work out. I get why the court found this. The court found this based on a business to business platform. There was the reason that the court has made this decision, which will probably end up in the Supreme Court because the Netflix people.
This is what's weird. Netflix CEO came out in January. They're citing at the CES that you know the convention that thing, and said that they really are not thinking it's a significant problem because they find that people who are piggybacking on another member's account often end up becoming paying customers later. We says the quote is, "We love people sharing Netflix, whether they're two people on a couch or 10 people on a couch, or that's a positive thing,
yeah,
not
well,
a
mean
negative
a couch.
Thing." I don't know why that was said that way, but that's what
they don't
said.
Mean from household to household.
Well, I think he wants to not acknowledge household to household. I think he understands. Is it he or she, the CEO?
Reed Hastings sounds like a guy.
So what that is telling me is that Reed is saying, hey, it's okay if you're sharing passwords because you'll eventually go and buy one. He's trying to kind of encourage them, guilt them into it.
Mm-hmm.
Spend your $9.99.
Sounds like the Supreme Court needs to Netflix and chill.
So the Supreme Court's going to hear this, I think, because this just That's went crazy. Through the appeals court, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And what this means is that they have now criminalized everybody who shares a password on the internet for purposes of evading payment to the company for, you know, whatever that service, subscription service would be. And again, it's based on a business to business transaction site, mm-hmm. but it applies to every other
individuals
site.
Individuals too.
It applies to every site that pertains. If you pay a monthly subscription fee or yearly, whatever it is, a subscription fee to a website, and then you share that password with other people so they don't have to pay for it. This guy got fined $900,000.
See, that's, wow. That's going to have a chilling effect. Netflix and chilling effect. There's a study here in Variety that talks about, no, it's interesting. In Variety, they said that they surveyed adults, and only 4% of subscribers said they share their password, and it was totally anonymous survey.
Baloney.
Doesn't liar. That seem like, I mean,
96%
like,
are liars.
That's what I was like, come on. At no point.
Everybody does.
People probably do end up getting their own. It's only $10 a month.
Because you forget the password that your friend gave you. You're too embarrassed to ask for it again. Oh, I guess I'll just sign up then.
Was that a capital or not?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Capital R.
Yeah, right. You're trying to remember.
Before you break up with someone, you just kind of say, hey, just real quick.
What was their birthday again?
Oh, I think they added a zero to the end of this, didn't they? Hold on. Was it?
Oh, they must have updated their password. Dang.
Damn it.
It's not I love Violetta anymore.
Oh. They start seeing your viewing history as popping up suggestions. Like, wait a minute, right. Kevin's, does Kevin Powell still have my
That would be password? The worst. If Violetta is stealing like an ex-boyfriend's like password, and all of a sudden she starts seeing other, like all blondes in all kinds of films. like blondes are wild. And it's like, wait, what? Oh, hey, wait a second.
Yeah, that
I don't know.
Violetta's not a blonde. I guess that would be the
joke. That's part of the joke.
I forgot it was.
Yeah,
radio.
But I wouldn't be as insulted if he went to a completely different category. Because I'm not blonde, so that's not an insult to me.
It's all films that start with the words "I hate Violetta." Oh my God! Look at what he's doing,
and you'd
be stealing his Netflix. That's
V
the
for Vendetta.
Point. V for Vendetta. Exactly. He watched V for Vendetta every night for a year.
10 Things I Hate About You.
I'd be watching How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah. Right. You start fighting with each other. That's the way you start fighting with each other, by downloading movies that make you mad.
Not so subtle inferences.
Right. Right.
Scream. It's like, whoa.
The breakup.
This is going overboard.
What's the one that took place in Hawaii, right? With
with Vince Vaughn? No, there's...
The Heartbreak Kid.
It'll come to me in a second.
Is it a breakup movie?
Yeah,
it's the one with the couple.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly forgetting Sarah Marshall every night, twice a night. I'm watching it.
First dates.
Just a way to get even.